Okay. We're bio-yuck. Sorry, went into stretch real quick. Okay, hi, good morning. It's Wednesday. It's 10 a.m. 10:18 to be exact. And I'm feeling really good. I was stressed. Like, I woke up at 8:11 and I was rolled over my, like, looking out the window, and I hear, or I didn't look out the window, I have curtains, but I hear all these cars driving by, and, like, I see the sun is out, and so I'm like, oh, fuck, and I roll over, and I look at my phone, and I look at the time, and I'm like, oh my god, no, like, I'm late, and so I, like, fling up out of bed, and then I'm like, oh my god, it's fucking Wednesday, like, fuck, and so, obviously, yeah, I'm off today. And so, yeah, I laid back down and I was just like, holy fuck. And then I had a little eye booger and I was trying to get it and I couldn't get it. And, like, I was, like, half awake. And I literally ripped my eyelash out on accident. And it hurt so bad. And I was just like, God, like, I'm fucking sleeping, bro. Calm down. So, I don't know what that was, but it fucking hurt. And then I was so stressed and I was like, oh my God. And then I went back to sleep and I, like, was, like, having this dream about work, and I was, like, trying to, like, I was on my lunch break, but I was just, like, wrapping up something real quick, like, I was trying to, like, move, like, my lash bed or something, and my boss was, like, oh, you can't have it that way, and I'm, like, oh my god, what, like, I'm sorry, and so then I'm trying to move it back, and then I, like, walk around, I'm, like, okay, I'm going to lunch, and then my bed is moved back the other way. And so I'm like, did you move my bed? And she's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I have to go to lunch. Like, I haven't eaten yet. I'm not going to have time to eat. Like, this is so stressful. And, like, oh my God, it was literally so stressful. And, like, I kept on, like, trying to run out the door to go get lunch, because if I don't eat lunch, then I'm shaky. And, like, that's really hard to lash if you're shaky, obviously. So, like, in real life, like, it's super stressful if I miss my lunch, which I never have. Like, well, like, I have, but, like, not, like, because I was doing something and I just skipped lunch, but, yeah, like, I don't know, so I was just, like, oh my god, like, I haven't eaten, and then I keep trying to, like, think I'm almost done and can get out the door to go to lunch, and, like, it was just, like, something else every time I turned around. I'm, like, oh my god, like, I'm not gonna eat, and, yeah, it was super stressful. So then I woke up stressed, like, again. And I don't remember my original dream that I had overnight, so I'm pissed about that, because I love remembering my dreams. I have, like, cool dreams. Like, sometimes they're crazy, and obviously this was crazy, but I feel like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I woke up stressed thinking I was late for work, so, yeah, then I go back to sleep and dream about work. Like, that's not that crazy, but whatever. Anyway, and then I woke up, and one of my clients, like, my friend, she was texting me, and, like, I just feel like we, like, our friendship just, like, was taken to another level. Like, we just had kind of, like, an honest conversation, like, about our friendship and, like, how we want to, like, actually hang out, like, outside of work and stuff. Like, I don't know, there was other parts of it, but whatever. Anyway, so that was really good. Like, I'm, like, feeling super connected with her. I'm like, oh, I love. And last night I saw fucking Giselle. I haven't seen that bitch in literally over 2 years. She's my best friend from middle school. Like, me, her, and Jalen all became besties and literally stayed best friends until senior year. But then Giselle went to Austin. But she's literally been home so many times in between that. And, like, I don't know. Like, we just haven't, like, made that priority, and none of us, so that kind of sucked. But yeah, we just randomly hung out yesterday, because I guess she's here for spring break, and it was, like, so much fun. Like, it was just weird. I was like, oh my god, like, it's literally been 2 years, and over 2 years, and so, yeah, it was really fucking crazy, but I'm so glad we got to see her. It was so much fun. We'll talk about that another time. We gotta get right into the fucking boy stuff. Like, I want to be done talking about this after this fucking episode. So, okay. Anyway, yeah, all the trigger warnings, sexual assault, sexual abuse, sexual sex, like, yeah, I don't know, scary violence, let me just look up the hotline real quick. If you're experiencing sexual abuse, you know, please take care of yourself. The sexual abuse hotline is 1-800-656-4673. I'll put it in the notes and everything. And I am going to go into detail about shit, so I just want to, like, state that now. So, okay, anyway, we're going to get right in. I have this one story that I literally could have sworn that I told it, but I, like, it had such a big impact on me that I have to tell it again because I was, like, scrolling through and trying to read some of the other transcripts, and, like, I just couldn't find it. Like, I might have skipped over it. Like, maybe I did tell this story, but I don't know. But also, I remember I recorded every boy situation ever episode in one day, and then I was like, oh my god, like, I have to break this down. And, like, I don't know. I have, like, I want it to be as chronological as possible, but whatever. Anyway, so I'm gonna tell the story, and if I've already told it, I'm sorry. I'm gonna tell it fast. And then if I haven't told it, like, yeah, this shit is fucking crazy. But at some point in my life, I think I was, in middle school, like, maybe high school, but I don't think so. But anyway, there was this one guy, and he was cool. We're gonna call him Don. And anyway, me and him dated a little bit, and there was one time we were hanging out with our friend. I feel like I definitely told this story, but I literally couldn't find it. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm fucking doing, bro. But anyway, we hung out, and we were at our friend's house, and it was at his friend's house, and there was three of us. There was four of us. It was three boys and me. And so we're, like, sitting there, and we're trying to find something to watch on TV. We're just hanging out. Like, my friend's parents were at work, and so, yeah, we were just there. And me and him are laying there, or we're sitting there first, but then once we turn something on, we kind of lay down, and there's a comforter on the couch. And he's, like, keeps pulling it over us, like, completely, like, over my head and everything. And I'm like, no, bitch. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. It's fucking hot. And so me and him, like, go back and forth pulling the comforter around, like, 100 times. And then he just puts it over me, and I'm like, God, like, fuck, okay. And then he pulls his fucking weenie out, and he keeps on putting my hand on it. And I'm like, bro, like, A, I don't want to fucking do this. B, our friends are right here. Like, hell no. And so I keep on pulling my hand back, and he keeps on putting it back, and I keep on pulling my hand back. And then we do that 100 times. And, like, all of this, yeah, coercion, pressure, like, power. Like, I don't even know how to describe all the things wrong with this. But, like, at the time, I was just like, oh, my God, like, you fucking annoying bitch. Like, fine. And anyway, so, yeah, then one time he puts my hand on his dick, and I tried to take it off, and he keeps it on there, and then he jerks himself off with my hand, with his hand over my hand. Like, he's literally doing all the work. He's just has my hand sandwiched in between his hand and his dick. And so he's jerking off, and, like, this was my first time ever experiencing cum at all. And, yeah, like, I felt something wet on my stomach. And because, like, my shirt had lifted a little bit, like, you know, when you lay down and you're moving all around. Yeah. And so my shirt had lifted in one spot a little bit. And so, yeah, I felt something wet on my stomach. And so I go, like, to touch my stomach, and there's fucking jizz all over it. And so I'm like, no motherfucking way. Like, what the fuck is this? And, like, I didn't really know what to do with it. Like, I didn't really know. I don't know. I think I knew, like, it was cum, but, like, I didn't know what the fuck. And I was already just pissed off just because I was like, bitch, get the fuck off me. Like, I'm not doing shit with our friends right here, because we were on a couch together, like an L-shaped couch, and the friends were on one end of it, and me and him were right there. So, fucking crazy. But, yeah, like, he, yeah, did not give a fucking shit. And, yeah, no. I was like, I definitely, like, wanted no part of this, but I had to fight with him 1 billion times over the blanket, and then I had to fight with him 1 billion times over putting my fucking hand on his dick. Like, God. And then he just didn't give a fuck. Like, he didn't give a fuck that I didn't want to do it. He was like, fine, I'll jerk myself off with your hand, bitch. Like, damn. And, yeah, so he came in my stomach, and I put my hand in it, and I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't know what to do with it. And so I went, and I scooped up all the cum. Like, I got all the cum off my stomach, and I wiped it on his face, and I pushed him off me. And I got up, I put my shoes on, and I was like, bye, guys, like, I'm going home. And, yeah, it was fucking crazy. That really shaped me as a person. I was like, what in the fuck? But, like, you know, power moves. Like, I wiped his motherfucking cum on his face, bitch. And, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's a little bit of a power move. Like, at least, like, yeah, it would have been nice if I would have done that, like, before I had to do all the shit. Like, as soon as he was pulling the comforter over me, and I was like, no, bitch. Like, you know, it would have been nice if I would have just pushed him off me then and walked home. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Little people pleaser, have an asshole. So I didn't do that, but yeah, once he finished, wiped it on his fucking face, and I was like, bye bye. And then I think we broke up after that. But yeah, that was super weird, super crazy, but I just feel like that is so relevant. Like, I literally, the first time I had experience come, I wiped it on this man's face because what the fuck, bitch? And yeah, crazy. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to say that because I thought that I had said it, but I couldn't find it. So I told it fast. I could tell it longer and I could give more details, but I feel like you get the gist. Like, I'm fighting with the comforter, kept putting my hand on his dick, kept taking it off, and he kept putting it on, and then he used my own hand to jerk him off. Like, I feel like, yeah, that's like, yeah, obviously pretty fucking traumatizing for me. But then I wiped just cum on his face, so it was kind of funny for me. And and he was with his friends too. Like, I wonder, like, what happened after I left. Because I literally sat up, put my shoes on, walked out the front door. I was like, bye. And yeah, walked like a mile home. And then fucking bizarre. But he's talked to me since. Like, he's tried to add me on Snapchat a few times since then. So I think I added him back, but I don't think we've ever, like, spoken. But I'm cool with that at this point. If we add him on Snapchat, I would not add him back. We might have each other on Snapchat. I have no idea. But yeah, it's just crazy because at the time, like, I didn't see anything wrong. Like, obviously, I knew I didn't want that. And so I was like, fuck you, bitch. But, like, now I'm like, you literally, like, there was so much, like, fight back. Like, me pulling the comforter off us 100 times. Like, he literally kept on putting it back on. He kept on taking it off. And same thing with my fucking hand. Like, he kept putting it back on and kept taking it off. And then he literally kept his hand over my hand to jerk himself off. Like, he wanted it that bad and didn't give a fuck about what I wanted that much. Like, that's fucking crazy. Trauma. Okay. Anyway. And I don't really, yeah, like I said, I don't really know when that was. Like, I think it was in middle school, but I don't really know when. Okay, let's see. Next. Oh. Okay, now we're gonna talk about Tim. This was a cliffhanger. So, okay, after Ted, all of that stuff, whatever. Tim, me and Tim, I remember, like, obviously we watched Hannah Montana together on FaceTime. Like, we were fucking bestie girls. And yeah, Tim respected me. And so then, after me and Ted broke up, and Tim and his girlfriend broke up, like, we had gotten really close, and there was a reason that, like, we weren't allowed to date. At school, like, our parents, like, I don't, something kind of happened, and it's not my really story to tell, so I won't, but, like, there was just a specific reason, and our parents were like, y'all aren't allowed to date because of this, and, like, y'all can date outside of school, but not at school, because it was like drama at school, pretty much, for a simpler term. And so, anyway, yeah, he, yeah, but outside of school, like, we hung out, like, all the time. Our parents were friends. We were always with each other's families and everything. And, like, we would, like, babysit his, like, cousins together. And so, yeah, outside of school, we hung out all the time. And, like, even at school, like, we definitely, like, we were allowed to be best friends, but we just, like, couldn't be, like, dating. So, like, yeah, we got super duper fucking close and it was super duper awesome. And then I remember when I fell in love, bitch. We had babysat his cousins and then they got home and we were like, okay, like, we're gonna go on a walk. And we went walking and then we were sitting at this park and he was like, we were like on the playground and I was like turned around, like, I don't, he was sitting like up on a step or something, I think. And so, like, he was like, I was like turned around looking up at him and we were talking and, like, I don't know, like, I was just talking about, like, my whole relationship with Ted and, like, I don't know, just kind of the shitty shit. And I was like, yeah, like, I just kind of fucking hate my life, like, I don't know, like, what's wrong with me, like, I don't know why none of these guys actually love me. And he was just like, looked at me and he was just like, Brittany, like, you deserve someone who really loves you and like cares about you. Like, I really care about you, or something like that. And I was like, like, what the fuck? And yeah, I think that's when we fell in love, at least me. And it was so beautiful. Honestly, I'm getting excited right now. I'm like, that was so cute. Like, I feel like that was so special for me. Like, I have so much like love and respect for Tim because I feel like being the relationship I was in after the relationship I was in with Ted, like it just completely like saved me. Like, I feel like after Ted, like, yeah, I almost lost it fucking all. But I don't know. I just feel like I was like definitely would have been so done and over men forever. But I feel like since I had Tim, like it kind of like saved that. And I was able to experience a good relationship because I feel like my relationship with Ted was like, I think I said this, but like a perfect like narcissist people pleaser duo. And so I don't think like I was in love. If you would ask me at that time or like literally even a couple years ago, I'd be like, yeah, like that's my first love. Like, I just like, yeah, like I was in love with him. And like, I think I like did love him, but I don't think I was in love with him. I think I like needed his validation literally for my survival. So I don't really feel like it was in love. And I just feel like the relationship I have with Tim, like, I definitely think I would call Tim my first love because I do think it was like a lot healthier. Obviously, like, we were kids, like, it was kind of immature. And I think like there would be a lot of things that we would do differently now. At least me, like I can speak for myself, but I don't know, like I feel like for the most part, like for my heart, that relationship did feel really good. I felt really in love. I felt really like loved and cared for, and like I felt like I really loved and cared for, and like I just feel like it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of like genuine happiness. I feel like that came from this relationship. So yeah, I have a lot of like appreciation for that. Like, I feel like it really, yeah, helped me out. And so yeah, our whole relationship, I don't even know how long it lasted. It felt like forever. I think we only like officially dated because at some point they were like, okay, like y'all can fucking date. It was like over the summer or something. And so I think we only officially dated for like maybe like, jeez, I don't know when, honestly. But I don't know. Anyway, it felt like for motherfucking ever. It was awesome. And then, yeah, we would have like little like fights and stuff. And like we were like both jealous. And it was like we had each other's passwords to everything. But we also both had people that like we weren't allowed to talk to. Which obviously I think is a little crazy now. Like, I don't really feel like, yeah, you should have any control over someone. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's different. And obviously, I'm not in a relationship, so I can't speak to like what I would do. But like, me and him, literally, I had two, or let's see. I think we each had like two or three people that we were like, yep. He was like, you can't talk to him. And I was like, you can't talk to her. And yeah. So that's a little crazy. But like, we, like, at least it was mutual. Like, we both agreed on it. And like, out of respect and love for each other, we were like, okay, like, we're not gonna do this. And yeah, so I feel like there was that. And then like, let's see, I remember, oh, but there was a little bit of, yeah, he would get mad because I would leave cheer practice in my spandex still, and he wanted me to like put shorts on over my spandex. And like, no bitch, like I'm leaving fucking cheer practice with my homegirls. Like, I don't know. So that was a little weird because then he would be at football practice and have his shirt off. And I would be like, oh, so I can't wear my spandex, but you can be fucking titties out. Okay. And that was kind of a thing. Yeah, weird. Obviously, I don't think that's okay. Like, I feel like, yeah, I definitely would be like, yeah, you're not gonna control what I'm wearing or looking like, and vice versa. Like, take your fucking titties out, bitch. Like, wear your shirt off at football practice. Like, I'm wearing my fucking spandex. I'm wearing fucking biker shorts right motherfucking now. And you know what? Everywhere I'm going today, I'm gonna have these on. So, No, I don't know. But yeah, like I said, like, I just feel like that was kind of like a child. Like, we were kids. Like, that was like, I don't know, how we knew how to be in relationship was like be jealous and control each other a little bit. But I would say those were really the only like things like that. Like, I feel like for the most part, like, our relationship was so much fun. Like, we had like, we talked about all kinds of stuff. Like, I feel like he really did like, yeah, care about me and like care what I have to say. And like, I don't know, like, I feel like we really like were able to like help each other through our life a lot. Like, I don't know, like, our life experiences up to that point, like, yeah, I don't know, I feel like I don't know, I don't remember all the details. I feel like I just remember the feelings, and like, I really felt like genuinely joyful like from this person, and like genuinely in love. Like, I really felt like I thought I was gonna marry this person, bro. Which, I don't know, that sounds crazy, but at the time I did not think it was crazy. And even now I'm like, I don't think that was that crazy that we thought we were gonna get married. Like, I feel like our parents were completely on board with that, and they always would be like, yeah, like, well, when y'all are married one day and blah 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 blah. And like, everyone, like, we were like the like it couple. Maybe I'm overhyping it, and maybe this is no one else's perspective, but like, we were voted for homecoming court, and like, we were so cool. Like, I just feel like our relationship was very like romanticized, like, I don't, from my perspective, that's how I felt. And so, yeah, like, I was like, yeah, we're getting married. And so, yeah, when that didn't happen and we broke up because, oh my god, so okay, I was having a sleepover with his mom because we were childhood friends and we had sleepovers, and that wasn't that weird, and he wanted to stay with his friends one night, and so I was like, that's okay, we can have a little girls night, like, it'll be fun, whatever. And wow. Yeah, so we were hanging out, and me and her were just having like super deep conversations and talking, and she was just like, I can't believe girls like send nudes, like, that's just so crazy, like, and dangerous and blah blah blah, and like, that's so bad, like, I don't know why they would do that to themselves, like, I don't know, going on this whole tangent about like bad girls sending nudes. And like, I agreed with what she was saying, but also I knew that I had sent nudes, and also like, I didn't really feel like, I don't know, like, it just felt weird because it was like, I just feel like I do agree with every word coming out of your mouth, but like, also I have been in an opposite position where like, I did send nudes. So it was like, I feel like I'm lying to you by like being like, oh yeah, like, I could never, like, I could never do that. And so I was just like, hey, like, I have to tell you something, like, when I was in my last relationship, like, I did like send nudes to him, like, it was like shitty, like, and I regret it on like every level ever, like, I think I definitely learned my fucking lesson after that. But like, I just like, I don't know, like, I just feel weird that like we're having this conversation and it seems like honest, and like, I'm not being completely honest, so I just want to get this like out there. And like, I'm pretty sure I like cried and I was like, I want to tell my mom, like, I feel so scared, like, I want to tell her so bad, but I'm so scared she'll be mad at me. But it's like, I feel like I've done, like, I'm never doing that again, no matter what. Like, I've learned my fucking lesson. And yeah, we just had this super deep conversation, and yeah, it was really rough. And yeah, she told me to come tell my mom. So the next day, like, I came and told my mom, and then my boyfriend came back home, and I was like telling him, I was like, oh my god, like, me and your mom had so much fun last night, like, we had this conversation, and like, I told her that like, I have sent nudes before, and like, I just feel like that was important, like, I feel like it made us closer. Well, he got mad at me, he was very upset, and yeah, we hung out that entire day, and like, he was like pissed off. And which, honestly, I feel like I stand by what I did. I would tell her again, like, I'm not gonna sit here and have this honest conversation, like, meanwhile, like, I'm the bitch that sends nudes, like, that we're sitting here shaming and talking about. And like, yeah, I feel like it did make us closer, me saying that versus being like, yeah, I could never, like, I could never ever do that. And it's like, bitch, I have fucking done that. Like, I could never do that again. But I did that, bitch. Like, so I stand by the fact that I told her and shared that with her. I think it made us closer. And at this point, yeah, I'm planning on marriage with this kid. So it's like, I feel like that would just be like a huge lie for my entire life that I had with his mom if I didn't share that with her. And so, yeah, he was very upset by that. And like, looking back on it now, like right now in this moment, I wonder if he thinks like that I sent nudes to someone else while I was in a relationship with him. Just because of how it played out. But I don't think that's the case, because I feel like that motherfucker had seen my notes at that point, because like I said, they went around. So I feel like he knew that that wasn't the case. I don't know. But anyway, he was really, really mad about it. And like, we hung out with his whole family that day, and like, he was like, yeah, like not having it. Like, he was not trying to hide the fact that he was mad at me. Like, he was not acting cool. Like, no, he was fucking pissed. And then we went back to his house and he started playing video games. And like, obviously, I know that's how a lot of people like do, is like they just sit there and watch their boyfriend play video games. But like, that is not what we did. Like, he was very present with me. Like, he was very like, if we were hanging out, like it was fucking quality time. He wasn't sitting there playing video games ignoring me until this day. And yeah, that's what he did. And I was like, oh my god, babe, like, come on, like, let's watch a movie. Like, let's, can we actually like just hang out? And so we turn on a movie. This motherfucker, he literally put in headphones, plugged them into his phone, and was like rolled over all the way on the edge of the bed, like making his fucking stance, okay? And so I'm like, like, I lay there for a little bit because I'm like, I don't want to like piss him off more, but like, dude, like, come on. And so I go over and I like try to like go up and like snuggle him a little bit, and he like flips his phone down instantly, like hiding it. And so I was like, oh, like, that's a whole nother level of problem, because like, I get you're mad, you can be mad and stomp your feet, like, that's fine, kind of, but like, now you're hiding your fucking phone from me, like, that seems a little crazy. And all I could see was that it was on Snapchat. And so, and like I said, we had each other's passwords to everything, like, we had everything. But we only have one rule, and our one rule was that we're not allowed to go through the group chats, because that's messy. And so, yeah, but we both had that rule. Like, we were like, okay, yep, like, that's fair, that's fine, we can go through everything else, but not the group chat. Cool. And so, and, like, me, I never had really, like, I'm sure I had logged onto his stuff a few times and be like, hacked by your GF or something, and like post a selfie, but like, I don't remember like reading through his shit. Like, I wasn't just fucking doing on his shit. And yeah, so since he turned his phone, then I was pissed off, because, like, what the fuck, like, what are you hiding? Like, not only are you mad, like, it's fine for you to be mad, but you're hiding shit, like, I don't know, it was just a lot. And so, I ended up going home, and then, yeah, like I said, I had his passwords, and so I log on his Snapchat, and I'm, like, scrolling and looking through, and, like, the only, like, Snapchats he had been sending that day, really, were in this group chat with the boys. And I'm, like, looking, trying to figure out if he deleted something, or, like, am I missing something? Like, what was he hiding? And, like, I don't know. I couldn't really come up with anything. And so I was, like, I guess I'm going in the group chat. Like, I don't know what else to do. And so I go in the group chat, and they're all talking shit about me. And, like, all of his friends are, like, yeah, break up with her. Like, fuck her. Like, she's a hoe. Like, I don't know, all of this stuff. And, like, yeah, like, they were all talking shit about me. I'm pretty sure he had, like, I don't know if he was necessarily, like, talking shit, but he was talking about me, like, with, like, a negative light on it. Like, because he was with his friends. That's who he was having a sleepover with the night before when I told his mom. So, it's, like, that's, yeah, like they kind of knew everything that was going on. So, yeah, I don't really know. But, yeah. And so after that, I just text him and I was just like, hey, like, I know our rule is to not go through the group chat, but like, I saw you hiding your phone and you were on Snapchat. And so that's the only people you were Snapchatting today. And so I looked at your fucking group chat and like, I saw everyone like talking shit about me and like, what the fuck? And so I was mad at him for that. And then his response was literally just like, you went through my group chat. I can't trust you. And he like changed all of his passwords and still had access to all of mine. I wasn't allowed, or I didn't. I don't know what the situation was, but I didn't change any of my passwords, but he changed all of his and I wasn't allowed to have access to his stuff anymore. So yeah, super fucking crazy. But then after that, he was like, I just need space. Like, I don't know if I can trust you. Like, I need to figure this out. And then he waited, like, it felt like a fucking year, but it was probably like a couple weeks. And I literally, like, I think this is when me and my mom got so close because, like, I was literally, like, on edge. Like, I would go to school, I would be a little shit crying bitch at school. And then I would come home and I would literally sob. Like, I would just be crying in my bed until I fell asleep. I would cry myself to sleep every single night. And like, I wouldn't eat dinner and it was like a whole thing. And like, so my mom would just like, honestly, just like lay there with me forever. And like, if I wanted to talk, we would talk. But like, pretty much, yeah, I just cried for like 2 weeks straight. I don't know how long it was. I feel like, dude, it literally feels like a lifetime. Like, it felt like that was so long that I was like just waiting because, yeah, he needs space. And so he's like, I'm not gonna walk you to class. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I don't want to text. I don't really want to talk. Like, I want space completely. And so, yeah, I was like, I was seeing him every day, and he's like laughing and having fun with his friends and stuff, and like just ignoring me. And so, yeah, it was fucking hell. And so, yeah, I just like was kind of waiting for him to break up with me. It felt like I had been broken up with because he was just like completely ghost. And then, yeah, like some time goes by. If I really had to guess, I would say like 3 weeks. That would be my guess, but honestly, I have no idea. But yeah, felt like forever, but I don't think it was like no more than a month. No more than a month. And yeah, then he just texted me one night and was like, send me this long text. And he was like, I love you, but I'm breaking up with you. And yeah, I was like, no, baby, like, please don't, please don't. And like, begging for him to stay. And yeah, no, he was just like, I gotta go my own way. And yeah, so then, like, another forever, I was heartbroken and crushed again. But it definitely was, like, kind of easier that time since I had been, like, kind of in the waiting room. Like, didn't know if he was gonna break up with me, but pretty sure he was. But we were kind of acting like we were broken up, but we're not officially broken up. And yeah, so whenever it was just, like, kind of like ripping the band-aid off, and he actually did break up with me, like, that. Yeah. But I was fucking heartbroken for like, my heart was shattered. Like, I feel like, in comparison, like, to Ted, I feel like my life was shattered. And like, yeah, it was just like my entire life. Like, I literally had nothing else other than Ted. Where it's like, Tim, like, my heart was so shattered. Like, I was so heartbroken. I was like, I couldn't, like, just imagine my life like just without this person. Like, that just seems so crazy. But this time, yeah, I did not want to like unalive myself, but it was like barely above that, like one step above that. And so yeah, it was a super unhealthy rock bottom. And yeah, that was really fucking hard just because, yeah, we had been friends our entire life, and like, So it was like I was losing my friend and my boyfriend. And yeah, and I feel like our relationship was like so like romanticized, like everyone knew about it, and so it was like, yeah, a public divorce, if you will. But anyway, yeah, that was really hard, but yeah, I'm surviving. Well, it's like fucking a billion years later, but I don't know, like I just feel like looking back on that, like I think how it ended, like it just seems like such a stupid thing, like after what, like it's like, oh, like you're gonna break up with me over me telling your mom a secret, and like I went through your phone, but like you were hiding something, like I don't know, I just feel like, and the going through the phone, like that's a whole fucking other conversation, like I don't even really know what to say about that, like I don't think it's fun to just go through your partner's phone, but like gut feelings, bitch, I fucking trust my intuition, and if I got a gut feeling and I think you're fucking hiding something and I find something, you can't be mad at me because you were hiding something. That's happened like literally like so many fucking people I know. Anytime when a girl has gone through her man's phone, she found something, okay? So you can't be mad that she's going through your fucking phone when you got shit to fucking hide, okay? I stand by that. Anyway. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. That relationship, yeah, like I feel like there was those few downfalls, but like today, like whenever I look back on that relationship, like I just like I'm really thankful for it. Like I feel like it, yeah, was really good for me and like yeah, saved me in a lot of ways. So I'm grateful for that relationship. I consider that my first love. And yeah, that was the last guy that I like really dated. Like that was the last person like I like, well, damn. I think that was like the last person I said I love you to, like romantically. No fucking way. What? Wow. Wow, that's so crazy. Yeah, that was kind of my only like real relationship, if you will. And please do, because I feel like a lot of people try to discredit that and they're like, oh, but y'all were kids, like whatever. And it's like, yeah, we were kids, but I feel like my previous relationship was like not very childlike. Like, it was not just a little middle school relationship. Like, that shit was fucking real as fuck. Like, he literally was fucking other bitches, like, literally cheating on me. And, like, in such formative years, like, it's so crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, to me, these are real romantic relationships. Like, I don't care if I'm a kid. Obviously, yeah, there's the immature sides of it, but, like, I don't know. I don't feel like, how are you gonna say, like, you were too young for that? Like, I feel like, if you're gonna say that about me being a kid, you could say that about now. Like, I don't feel like, I feel like it's always different looking back on stuff. Like, I just feel like you were always like, that was the realest shit to you at the time. So I feel like, yeah, I don't know. But wow, yeah, I haven't talked about the relationship like ever. Like, wow, I haven't thought about it this much in a very long time. Weird. But I'm like, I wonder if he thinks that I like cheated on him and like I sent nudes to a different person while I was in a relationship with him. I feel like no way, but looking back on it now, like I feel like that's kind of how it sounds. But yeah, let's just clear the air, bitch. Like, I did not cheat on him. I literally told his mom that when I was in my previous relationship with Victor, I sent nudes to Victor when I was dating Victor, and that fucked me up. Obviously, they went around. We went over this. And yeah, so I just shared the fact that I had sent nudes with his mother. And yeah, I don't know. Crazy. But yeah, so yeah, I feel, yeah, a lot of gratitude. I feel like that relationship had a huge impact on my view of men and like, just because I feel like I saw how good it could be, like, no, I don't know, I just feel like after everything else, like, and all these other guys I'm talking about is negative ideas of men, and, like, negative impacts, and, like, more reason for me to hate men, and I just feel like whenever I look back on this relationship, like, I feel like It wasn't like that. Like, I really do feel like he did have respect for me. Like, I really feel like he actually like loved me, like for me. Like, it wasn't about like just fucking me. And maybe it was. Like, I can't speak for him. I really, really strongly don't think it was, but even if it was, I couldn't tell. And for me, it was really real. And so, like, I'm grateful for that. Like, that's my side of the story, bitch. Like, that's all I have. I can't speak for him or what his side of the story is. Sorry, I need my hair clip. But, yeah, so that's Tim. I feel like, yeah, that's kind of like Tim and Ted are like kind of the big, like, relationships, formative relationships of my life. So, anyway, after Tim, I'm crushed for a while, but there was this one kid who, sorry, I have a little deodorant in here and I didn't put on deodorant yet today, and so I want to. I don't smell myself because this is so random, but I'm doing this like detox, and so it's like, I don't know, like my armpits really don't fucking smell. Like, I don't have like strong like BO. Like, I just, it's a weird smell. Like, it doesn't smell like BO, it just smells like something. And I'm just like, I just smelt it again. So I don't know, it's weird, but it's super cool, and I really think it's working just because like my armpits, like, I don't know, I'm like a freak about deodorant. Like, I would put deodorant on like 5 times a day because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to smell bad. But yeah, then my armpits, like my lymphatic drainage just fucked up, and like, I don't know, so much fucking weird shit. But anyway, yeah, I'm doing the armpit detox, and now whenever like if I don't wear deodorant for a long time, I don't smell like BO. I just have like this weird, like, it smells like a natural body scent, but like I can tell that it is like my BO, but my BO just doesn't stink like it stank. Like, it doesn't smell like BO, but it's like a clean BO. But yeah, anyway, just put my little deodorant on. And it kind of smells like bug spray, so I don't know. I like the smell of bug spray, so whatever. Anyway, such a tangent. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so, okay, wow. Okay, we're gonna call this person Rufus because I just don't even know what to call him. Let me write that down so I don't forget to Rufus because he's a fucking doofus. Okay. Rufus. Anyway, Rufus moved to my school at some point, and we were sat next to each other in history class. That was my first place meeting Rufus. And I don't know. I definitely thought Rufus was cute and cool, but like, I don't know. Like, it was like, I was heartbroken. Like, I wasn't really looking for a relationship, but we never got new kids. It was all the same motherfuckers for like our entire life. So getting a new kid was like fucking crazy. And like, he happened to be like sexy cutie boy. And so, yeah. And we sat by each other in history class. And so we kind of became friends, and like we would have like group projects together and like blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, we got each other Snapchat, and we would Snapchat, and then we had a streak, and then we Snapchatted, and like it was just a whole thing. And then Rufus had a girlfriend, and like at this point, that's not really relevant because it's like we, like, it was completely platonic, like, there was nothing like more than that, like romantic happening at all. And then like over the next few years, like we ended up having like 4 or 5 classes together, like out of 8. And so yeah, we were spending a lot more time together, and yeah, we sat by each other in every class that we had and like became really good friends, and like we would just talk about all kinds of shit. And mainly I would just do his homework. Like, that was kind of the main thing, but like I was into it. Like, I was like, oh my God, like he likes me. And like, I think that he did like me. Like, I feel like we were like kind of genuine friends. Like, yeah, I mean, bonus that I'm like giving him the answers to everything, but I didn't see it like that. I didn't look at it like that. Literally until this moment. Embarrassing, but yeah, so we talked forever, and then at one point, him and his girlfriend had broken up, and like they were like broken up for a second, and so me and him had like really been talking more, like we were kind of flirting at this point, and like I like admitted that I liked him, and he was like, yeah, like I like you too, and I was like, okay, like and yeah, then we just kind of continued to flirt, and like it was just kind of whatever. Then he got back with his girlfriend, and so then it was like super weird because I was like, I don't really like, I'm not gonna partake in cheating, but like it's weird because we still have all these classes together, we still sit by each other, we still have a Snapchat streak, like we still have all this interaction, but like now you're back with your girlfriend, but like now we know that we like each other, so it's like kind of awkward place to be in. And honestly, I just want to say a giant apology to this girl because fuck. Because after this, like after that, I feel like from my perspective, what I was under the impression of, like from talking to him and whatever, like they seemed super off and on, like it was pretty unhealthy from what I got. And like I at this point I just had a crush on him, so like I didn't really like, I wasn't, I don't, it was kind of weird. And so yeah, it would be like, if you're back with her, like tell me, because I'm not, yeah, I'm not gonna be cheating, but if you're not with her, then like fuck it, like yeah, we are together. But not together, but like I don't know, I was just like, yeah, like I'll flirt with him because I did like him. And yeah, so we ended up talking a lot throughout high school, and yeah, they were like pretty off and on from my perspective. And so yeah, like then it would get like kind of messy because I would tell him like, you know, tell me when you get back together with her, or tell me when you're not together with her. And I think he did like a few times, but like obviously that doesn't benefit him because then if I'm not talking to him when he has a girlfriend, like that's not what he wants. He wants to have bitches because he's a fucking bitch. And so yeah, like it was just kind of messy, and I would definitely do that differently now. But like we never hung out. Like we never, like nothing ever happened like with us ever. But like over the phone, like I feel like, and I just feel like if we've admitted that we liked each other and like this is something more than just being friends, I feel like that is cheating if you're talking to me whenever you're with your girlfriend. Like, yeah. Yeah, like I don't know, that is wrong for sure. And so yeah, ideally I just would have just been like, okay, like you figure your shit out and like I'm gonna do my shit, and like if somehow you figure your shit out and I have my shit figured out and like we can collide again, like cool, awesome. But like for now, like no. But that's not what I did. I did keep talking to him forever, and like yeah, then we eventually graduated high school, and like we, yeah, decided like we did want to keep in touch. And like at this point, he was with his girlfriend, so we just kept our Snapchat streak and would talk a little bit. And then there was one time, like I think the next year, and it was like around the holidays. And oh, and he like went to college and stuff, like went away to college. So he would come home for holidays and stuff. And there was one, and he was single for that. And he was single for like a few months, which from my perspective, like that was the longest that he had been single for, like from this girl. So I thought that they were really over. And so I like full on confess my love. I'm like, you know, like I really do like you, and like over the years, like I've just grown to like you more, and like we talk every day, and like I know, like obviously, like you have shit going on over there, but like if you're really done, like you say you are, like I just like want to lay it all out there that like I do really like you. And he's like, oh my God, yeah, like I really like you too, like I really am done with that, like I am super busy like right now while I'm on this break, but like when I come back, like we're definitely gonna hang out, like stuff like that. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And so I'm keeping my hopes up because yeah, then he goes back to school and like long distance, so cool with me, like don't be up my fucking pussy. So the long distance thing is fine. And so yeah, we're texting and talking every day, and like I feel like at this point we're starting to talk more, like at the same time, I didn't really have standards, so like talking and having like kind of small talk and how was your day and like not really like having actual real conversation, like that didn't really matter to me. So like I was satisfied with what was happening. And so then he's gone forever, and then all of a sudden, guess what? They're fucking back together. So I'm like, okay, like this is like fucking me up. Like, this is really hard for me. Like, I can't just be like your second option. Like, when you decide like you don't want to be with her, like, this is fucked up. Like, I thought you were really over her. And like, I don't know. Like, he would just like kind of like say everything I wanted to hear and would just like make that, like, I don't know, play some fucking mind games on me. And I was just like, okay, like, it's fine. And yeah, so then that went on, and we would just did that a few more times. And then let's see, it's 2025, 2024. So 2023, Christmas, I think. Yeah. Or no, Thanksgiving. I realized whenever he came home, he kind of ghosted me and wouldn't talk to me when he was at home. But then as soon as he was back at school, he was like, oh, I miss you. Like, I really want to see you. Like, whenever I come back home again, like, we're gonna hang out. Like, it's just hard. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm way over here right now. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I get it. Like, it's fine. But then I was just like, I realized, like, you ghost me when you come home. And, like, I just feel like that is very misleading because it's like, oh, you want me. And, like, it seems like, from my perspective, the only reason we weren't in a relationship was because we hadn't got to really hang out, and that was because he was gone at school. So it was like, I just feel like, but now we have an opportunity to hang out and you're ghosting me. Like, what? What is that? And so yeah, I would be like calling him out, and I was like, what is this? And he was like, I don't ghost you. Like, I am literally gaslit the fuck out of me, you dumb bitch. And yeah, he would just be like, I don't do that. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's not true. Like, I like love you, whatever. And so then I was like, okay, well, if you ghost me when you come home for Christmas, like, I'm done. I'm not fucking doing this. Like, I can't keep doing this myself. Like, it really fucking sucks for me. And so yeah, then he came home for Christmas and like talked to me for a few days and then ghosted me. And so I was like, okay, like I'm done. And so I left him, like, or well, he ghosted me, so he left me on read. But yeah, then I just like, 'cause usually if he would leave me on read, like I would text him again, and then he would like kind of answer for a minute and then not answer, and like it was just like a whole thing. And so yeah, I just didn't text, I didn't talk to him. Our thing was like we would type in the chat so that we would notify you without actually sending a text. Yeah, we are fucking 7-year-olds and did that fucking shit forever. And so yeah, anyway, yeah. And so then I, yeah, didn't talk to him. But then, a couple, like, at some point, I feel like I, like, have to be careful about what I'm saying now because, like, now we're getting to kind of recent stuff. But anyway, one day I see this girl I follow on Instagram. I don't think I've ever met her in person, but, like, I know who she is. Like, I know her name if you say her name. And, like, I don't know. Like, she went to school, like, around me a little bit. But, like, I never had any tie to that school. Like, I don't. Well, my mom's best friend's kids went to that school. So, like, I don't know. I don't think I ever knew this girl. But I followed her on Instagram. And anyway, I see her post. And she posted a picture with my man, and I'm like, oh. And so I unadd him on Snapchat. I remove him, and like, that's bold for me. Like, I don't remove, I don't block, like, I don't really do that shit. Yeah, that was very fucking bold for me, because it's been at this point, so that he moved over here like while I was in high school, early high school, and so like this has been happening for like at least like 6-7 years at this point. And so yeah, this is super embarrassing. And it's like, in this time, like, I've been on a few dates, I've talked to a few guys, but like, I didn't really give a fuck. Like, this guy was kind of my main focus. Like, I would say he kind of cured my loneliness. That's how I would describe this relationship. Like, I feel like we kind of, I can only speak for myself, but I feel like, yeah, we kind of cured each other's loneliness. Like, it was like, oh, if we have no one else, like, at least we have each other, kind of thing. And like, we were like a fucking, like, insurance. God, we were like insurance to each other. God. And so anyway, once I see this post, I'm like, unadd, remove, whatever. And then, oh God, then he, guess what, comes back for motherfucking spring break and adds me on Snapchat. What do? I add him back like a dumb motherfucking bitch. And I just, like, kind of blew up on him, and I sent him this giant text, and I was like, dude, this has been happening for so long, and I just thought, like, this whole time, like, I was your second option, and, like, I just feel like that's kind of fair, because, like, whenever, like, you were already dating this girl whenever we decided, like, that we did like each other, like, whenever y'all had broken up one time, and so I was like, but you were already, like, had been in relationship with her, and you keep going back to her, but it was, like, when you weren't with her, you wanted me. And so, like, I just thought, like, you know, you weren't, like, it's hard, obviously, to leave a relationship, especially when you're a couple that's off and on. Like, it's hard once you finally get out, but once you finally get out, you're like, oh my God, like, wow, that was so unhealthy or whatever. So, I was fine being a second option. I won't ever do that again, guys. I'm not okay with being a second option. But in this case, I fucking was. And so, yeah, I was like, okay, so not only am I not even your fucking second option, I'm not even your fucking third option. Like, are you insane? Like, this is so insane. Like, I literally am like a dumb fucking bitch, because I really thought you fucking liked me. Like, I really thought this was like a thing. And like, I just thought you like couldn't like get away from your ex. Like, I didn't think like, you literally just keep me around to fucking keep me around, but you don't ever actually want me. I'm just like a worst case scenario or something. Like, that's fucking crazy. And clearly I'm still pissed off. But yeah, I send this like giant text, and like, he's, oh my God, he's literally like, I'm not even with this girl. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, thanks for making me feel like shit. Like, I do love you, and like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I think I believed him for a minute, and we talked for a few days, but guess what? Saw another motherfucking post. So I'm like, okay, so you're not. And it's like, he took me off all of his social media, because that's how I used to track. Because once he stopped telling me when him and his other girlfriend would break up, I would just look at his Instagram, because she would either be in his bio or his profile picture, and then she wouldn't. And so that's how I kept track. And so yeah, then he took me off his all of his social media except for motherfucking Snapchat. God, this is getting so messy. And I just want to say, if you think you know who this is, no, you fucking don't. Like, no. Like, this is not who I think it is. But anyway, then, yeah, once I see another post, I unadd him again. And, yeah, this was spring break last year. And so, anyway, then I, yeah, have removed him on Snapchat, and I've finally just been like, holy fucking shit. Like, because the first time I confessed, okay, so we said we liked each other, and that was kind of fine. Like, I was okay moving past that, because I didn't, like, say everything I needed to say. But then, in November, for Thanksgiving, and I was like, if you come home and ghost me on Christmas, like, I'm done, I'm not doing this. Like, I, yeah, that was kind of confessing my love, but I don't know, like that just like it was fine. And then like for him to have a whole nother girlfriend, like that wasn't even the other girlfriend, like I was just like, you've got to be fucking joking right now. Like you have to be fucking joking. So at this point, I'm like, yeah, I'm so like honestly kind of brokenhearted and kind of just like, God, like how the fuck did I sit here and like be okay with this for 7 fucking years? That's crazy. That's so crazy. Anyway, so yeah, I remove him and I like completely get him out of my life. And at this point, I have completely like cut all boys off completely. I'm like, absolutely not. And like, keep in mind, like, yeah, me and him never hung out in person. We pretty much just had an online relationship. But like, I literally thought it was just because like he would be gone at college. Like, I would consider this a relationship, bro. Like, we said I love you. We said I love you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And he would literally be like, well, I guess we have plans for when I get home. Like, I guess we have shit to do when I get home. Like, you know, everything's gonna be crazy once I get home. Like, he literally would say that to me. Wow. So yeah, I am at him and I'm just like in like I finally am like, okay, like I'm so done. This is so fucking ridiculous. I've wasted like I would have considered myself emotionally unavailable for all of that time because I was thinking about him. I really wanted him. Okay. And so then I Yeah, he added me on Snapchat 4 times over the span, like from last March until this January, or end of December, I guess. I'm sorry, like Christmas time-ish. Yeah, he added me 4 times and I never added him back, bro. I didn't do it. Thank God. Fucking pat my fucking back. Like, I had to be so strong for that because he would add me and I would be like, it would just make me cry. And like, I would just be like, bro, like, I don't want to add him back, but I do. Like, obviously, he's coming back to me. Like, what do I fucking do? But yeah, I didn't add him back 4 times. 4 times. 42 weeks, to be exact. For 42 weeks, I didn't talk to this motherfucker. And like, literally after talking to him for 7 years. And like, but it was like also like while he was with his first girlfriend, like I didn't even confess my that I liked him. I didn't even tell him that I liked him until like Jesus. Let's see. Like junior year or something. So I would say I was really like emotionally invested since like my junior year of high school. So let's see. That is like 5 years ago. God. So yeah. And so yeah, I didn't talk to him and then yeah, I went 42 weeks without him, so that was like a huge thing. Like all my friends, like this man is like literally the only man in my life. Like I'm so sick. I've given up on any hope of any other man, but for some reason, I was like, no, it's okay. Like, I really am his second option. Like, he really does love me. Blah, blah, blah. Stupid ass, dumb ass, stupid ass bitch. Okay. And so then, yeah, he adds me in December. And on the 5th time, like, God, I gotta fucking add him back. Like, he keeps on coming back, and I've denied myself 4 times. Like, let me just, like, clearly, if he's added me 4 times, like, it's something specific to me. He doesn't just want any old side chick. Like, he wants me to be a side chick. Jesus. So I added him back. But I'm not texting first. Oh no, not me. I'm not texting first. And guess what? We fucking do this little type in the chat thing so it sends notifications. Well, you know what? I've turned my Snapchat notifications off, bitch. I've grown. I've become healthy. And healthier. Not healthy. So, yeah, but then unfortunately, I go and I type in the chat. And so then I turned my notifications back on because he didn't text me immediately after that, which is crazy because anytime one of us typed in the chat, it was like the other one would text in a snap of a finger. Like that was a way to get the other's attention instantly. And so, yeah, he didn't text me as soon as I typed in the chat, so I had to turn off my notifications in case he typed in the chat. And he didn't. So then, like, a week or two goes by, and then he types in the chat. And motherfucker, I'm not texting you. I'm fucking pissed at you. So the next day, I type in the chat. This is so childish and immature and stupid and dumb, and I hate it so much. I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing. This is so motherfucking embarrassing to me. But yeah, this was literally me when I started this podcast, bro. And so, yeah, once I typed in the chat, after he had typed in the chat, then he texts me. And this motherfucker says, "Hey. Hey. Hey." After 42 weeks. And I found out, not only am I not your fucking second option, I'm not even your fucking third option. Like, you're so crazy. You're literally an insane manipulator. Like, what the fuck is this shit? God, I'm getting so pissed off right now. But I say, "I miss you." Oh, I just needed to get the "I miss you" out of the way because I was like, that's what I'm feeling, but also I'm feeling way more fucking anger, but like a little bit of me does miss him. So let me just get that out of the way so then I can blow up. So I say, "I miss you." And guess what he says? "I always miss you." Are you fucking kidding me? Do you? Do you? Because it doesn't really fucking sound like you do. Whatever. Anyway, and so then I'm like, "But fuck you. Like, why are you texting me? Like, you have another girlfriend." Like, I just like am so fucking baffled that like literally I thought I was your second option for years. Years. You wasted so much of my life. But it was like I also like it's not like I was loyal to him. Like, I would go on dates and I would do stuff, but it was like I just like yeah, would consider myself emotionally unavailable because he was carrying that for me because bitch, I'm good with texting. Like, text me, ask me how my day was, and like I'm good. Like, shut the fuck up, okay? And so oh God, I had so many things to say. And so I'm like, "What do you want from me? Like, what is it about me? Why do you keep coming back to me?" And he's like, "I just like everything about you. Like, I just love you." And I'm like, "Fuck you." And I was like, "I hate you." And he was like, "I love you." But he said "ILY." And like, I've tried to say that to him before whenever he said "I love you." And he's like, "That doesn't count. Like, that's not fair. You can't say it like that." Da-da-da-da. So whenever he said that to me, I was like, "Fuck you. Like, that doesn't fucking count. You don't fucking love me." And then, like, I just say every fucking word I ever wanted to say. And I was just like, "Fuck you." Like, I literally, like, "What do you want from me? What do you want from me?" And he's just like, "Everything. Like, I miss you so much." And I'm just like, "Why me though? Why do you do this to me? Like, why me? You could do this to anyone, but it's like you've added me four motherfucking times. You won't leave me alone. Like, what do you get out of this? What do you get out of this?" And he's like, "I'll always be in this. Like, I care about you. Blah, 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 blah." And yeah. So then I was just like, "What do you want out of this? Long term, what would you ever want out of this?" And guess what? He left me on red. He left me on motherfucking red. And this is over the span of like 2 days that we had this. Well, because whenever he texted me and I was like, "Hey, I missed you." And he said, "Hey." And then I said, "I missed you." And he was like, "I always miss you." Like, that was one day, I think. And then I think, well, maybe that was all in one day, actually. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But yeah. And so then it was like, yeah, I think that all happened in a day. But then it was like, I was like so upset. That was literally like right, I think, literally like within a few days of the first time I was recording this podcast. Like, it was like worst fucking time possible. And so, I, Yeah, let myself be upset about it for like a week, but at the same time, I was super proud of myself because I had gone 42 weeks in between talking to him. And like before that, like the longest time I ever went in between talking to him was like a week, maybe. Like we really didn't go without talking ever, except for whenever he would come home and ghost me. Oh my God, this is so fucking bizarre. So, yeah. Wow, that's so fucking horrible and messy. And yeah, so I haven't talked to him, and that's because he left me on read, and that's so embarrassing. But yeah, we still have each other on Snapchat, and I'm just hoping, like, I don't know, dude. Honestly, genuinely, I don't fucking know. Ideally, I never talk to him again. I never talk to him again. This is so unhealthy. This is so unhealthy from everyone, everywhere, all the time. Like, this is like, it's so unhealthy for me to be doing this because I have grown so much. I'm a completely different person. I would never let any man treat me the way that I let him treat me. And it's like, I just feel like that's because he's just always kind of been there in the background of all this stuff. And so it's like, I just have this weird attachment to him that it's like, I just like get validation from him in some way where now I don't look for validation from fucking men. Like, that's insane. God, it's so fucking horrible. And so, I don't know. I hope that if he ever texts me again, I can just be like, dude, I cannot do this. Like, do not talk to me because this is so unhealthy. Because I'm enabling you to keep acting the way that you're acting because I've forgiven you and talked to you every single time and let you come back every single time. And like that's just so, yeah, unhealthy for both of us. And it's like also the fact that you're texting me is cheating on your girlfriend, obviously, because it's like since he's been with this girl, as soon as I found out they were together, that's when I removed him the first time. And then over spring break last year, he said that they were broken up, but I don't think they were broken up. I don't know the case, but like I feel like him even reaching out to me is cheating because of our history, like because we've confessed our love to each other. Like, I just feel like, yeah, you're cheating on your girlfriend by texting me. Even though it's all platonic and, like, technically all the conversation that we've had since you've been with this girl have been platonic. Like, except you did say you fucking love me. Like, that's kind of fucking crazy. But whatever. But yeah, no. I'm not fucking doing this again. And, like, I can't believe I fucking did it first time, but I think I was young and dumb and I got a lot of validation from him. And I think if I ever, like, talked to that girlfriend he was with the whole time, because she, like, knew shit. Like, I remember she asked me, like, two or three times, she's like, are you and him, like, a thing? Like, what's going on? Like, what is happening between you and him? And I would just be like, no, like, I don't know. Which, I mean, we were never a thing, but it was like, at some point, we did like tell each other that we liked each other, and like, yeah, I think that's definitely overstepping a relationship. But after that, like, she never asked me about it again since that, because after that, I really think and I really hope that I would have been like, yeah, like, get out of there. But the other times, like, I was just kind of like, no, like, I don't know. But at that point, like, I definitely knew that I liked him, but I don't think I knew that he liked me, and I don't know if he knew that I liked him. So it was completely platonic whenever she was asking me about it, but like, I did have a crush on him. So, like, there was something. Like, she wasn't fucking crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know, bitch. And yeah, no, it's fucking crazy. But it's like this girlfriend, like, God, I don't really know what I can say. I mean, we're calling him Rufus, so I don't know what you want from me, but yeah, he's definitely cheating on his girlfriend. That's all I can fucking say. Because, yeah, he was even texting, like, he texts this random Abby. I called her out of nowhere the other day and we talked. I told you that. But whenever I was talking to her, she was like, oh my God, like, guess who texted me the other day? And I'm like, who? And she's like, Rufus. And I was like, are you fucking joking me? And that pissed me off just because I'm like, oh wow. Like, how many girls was he doing this to? Like, I really genuinely thought I was his second option. And like, even after that, like, Like, I was like, maybe I'm his fourth option. Like, I'm not his second. I'm not his third. I'm not, obviously not his first ever. But, like, maybe his fourth. But, like, no, he'll just take anything he can fucking get. Fucking sorry ass. God, fuck. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think, like, this is unhealthy. And, yeah, I am not. I'm a girl's girl. And, bitch, I don't believe in cheating. I don't fuck with that. And, like, at this point, like, no, I am too grown for this. And it sucks because with him, like, I just feel like he had a version of me that was not too grown for this. And, like, I didn't care. Like, I knew I wanted him. So I didn't really give a fuck about how that was affecting other people because I was like, I want him and he wants me. But, like, he literally doesn't even want me. And now I'm just being a fucking cunt to all these girls, like, getting intertwined in that relationship. Like, I don't know. It was platonic and we did never hang out and like, but emotionally cheating, yes. Like that was happening, I believe, and like, I don't know. I just it was crossing boundaries because if I was in a relationship and this was happening, I would so not be okay with that. So, yeah, it was a fucking shit sack. And I feel like I'm yeah, I would never get into something like that again, but I feel like I've just like been in this thing with him for a long time, so it's like whenever he does reach out, I'm still like that version of myself. I'm not this great, awesome, grown, healthier version of myself. Like, no, I'm a little fucking sorry ass bitch who wants his validation. Like, God. And yeah, so I just really hope that he doesn't ever text me again. But at the same time, because it's like, I always told him, like, anytime we would talk, I would be like, bro, like, if we met today, we would not like each other. And he would be like, why do you say that? And I would be like, dude, I'm such a different person from high school. And he's like, I am too. And I'm like, you're cheating on your girlfriend. Like, that's just a step one that, like, I, at this point, if I met a man today who has cheated on a girl recently, like, that would be, I would need to have a million conversations before I even consider bringing this person, like, in my life as a friend at all. Because I'm gonna be like, okay, what did you learn from that? Why would you not do that again? Like, what has this taught you? Like, what do you really feel? And it's like, yeah, there is some master manipulators who can really, like, convince you that they've changed and haven't. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like cheating is such a fucking horrible thing that is so morally wrong that it's like, yeah, and it's like you texting me is cheating on your girlfriend. I don't care what you say, even if technically the conversation we had was platonic, like considering our history, you texting me is cheating. And so, yeah, I don't fucking know. It's a whole fucking thing, but hopefully, yeah, I just we don't talk again. But yeah, obviously he's still talking to other girls, so I still feel bad for the girl that he's with right now. And dude, yeah, I don't even fucking know. But I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. That's just not. I want to stay completely away from all of that as long as I can. Damn, we were supposed to talk about a lot today. And guess what? We talked about two people. But you know what? These are the people that both of these people have pretty fucking big impacts on me. Damn, I wanted this to be the last fucking one. I want to be done. But I think the next one, hopefully, I'm really hoping. I think it's just like a lot of like short stories, not any like this deeply emotionally invested stories like these were today. Fuck. Damn. Okay. So, wow. Okay. this is so crazy. Yeah, so loved him, fuck Rufus. Damn, I'm so mad that I literally only got through two today, but yeah, I feel like, you know, those were two conforming relationships that I had. Wow. Fuck. God, that's so annoying. I literally had a list of every last guy I was going to talk about today. And yeah, literally talked about three. That's horrible. But what whatever. I think those were the... I keep on saying that because I literally, like, keep on thinking that... I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be the last one. Like, I'm not gonna have to talk about this again. But then I keep remembering more shit and it's, like, all, like, coming up. But... yeah, so hopefully... maybe I'll just record the next one now and that's what I'll release next week and we'll have two more boy conversations and then we can be fucking done because I'm so sick of this. I feel like, bitch, I want to talk about better things. I want to talk about my life. I want to talk to my diary. But instead, which, I don't know, Rufus, that's kind of talking to my diary because that is kind of fucking recent. But you know what? That was, yeah, in January, like, right around the time I was recording this, and that's why I was like, yeah, my life fucking sucks, like, I'm going fucking through it right now. And yeah, there was, like, a week that I was, like, let myself feel everything, and I was just like, fuck this. But yeah, no, haven't talked to him, not gonna talk to him. But yeah, heard that he's texting other girls literally, like, last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago, so... you know, that tells you what's happening over there. But for me, I'm growing, I'm... not participating in this childlike bullshit. And I'm like, I wonder if he's ever gonna hear this. And I think what would happen is he would get so mad at me and he would, like, be like, fuck you, like, I can't believe you're lying and I can't believe you're saying all this stuff. And he would just, like, gaslight me into, like, making me feel bad and apologizing and, like, crazy. But I'm like, literally, why would I lie about this? You think I wanted this? Like, you think this? Yeah, I have no reason to fucking lie. And yeah, literally randomly ran into a girl and she was like, yeah, Rufus fucking texted me. Not randomly, it was Abby, and I called her and we were talking about other stuff and then she just brought that up. But wow. Yeah, so hopefully he's not cheating on his girlfriend. And hopefully, yeah, he learned something, but I doubt it. So, anyway, spilling the fucking tea, now I'm gonna go hang out with my friend Jasmine. She's on spring break, so we're gonna fucking hang out. I'm so excited. I haven't seen her in a minute, but yeah, I don't fucking know. So, I love you. Enjoy this tea. This is, like, some of the biggest tea of my life. That's probably as crazy as it gets in boy drama. Actually, there's a crazy story coming up in the next one, but it's not really fun. It's kind of sad. But anyway, I do love you, and I don't condone cheating. I think it's really wrong. So if you're cheating or you think you're being cheated on, you know, take some action because, bitch, nobody deserves that. No one fucking deserves that. Cheating is crazy. If you don't want to be with someone, then, like, maybe just, like, break up with them. Like, just, like, God, is it that fucking crazy? Like, fuck. But anyway, yeah, I love you. And honestly, I want to be so right, fucking honest right now is, like, if Rufus does text me again, there's a chance I might answer because there's so much in me that is, like, obviously still has so many feelings about this. Like, I don't know. I think the right thing to do is obviously just be like, this is not healthy. This is not working until you're going to come into this relationship in a clean slate. This is not happening. And yeah, I don't think he would ever come into this as a clean slate. And honestly, I don't know if I can either. Like, I have a lot of fucking shit traumatized from this. But yeah, hopefully I just want to answer, but you know what? We all struggle. We all got somebody that it's hard to leave, and you know what? That's what it'll do to ya. So, yeah, I don't know, but I think just, I'm doing my fucking best, bro. I went 42 weeks without him. Like, let's just remember that, okay? All this shit, yeah, I fucking should have learned my fucking lesson a billion years ago, but you know what? I went 42 weeks without him, and you know what? That's the longest I've ever done. So I'm calling that a fucking win. And yeah, anyway, so I love you. Bye.